podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Who wants to hear a note from, we're changing her name, we're calling her Tara, and that actually will make sense once you finish hearing the letter. She goes, I'm wondering if the guys on your show, Dom and Jeremy, are into signs, as in astrology.
Oh, not Ace of Base. Ace of Base.
Come on, lady.
I am not playing Ace of Base.
You have to.
Come on.
No.
It's perf.
No. She writes, I'm not into it a ton, but I do check my horoscope every once in a while, and I've had a reading a few times. Let me jump in here quickly. Emily, are you a check your horoscope chick?
Yeah, I am.
What's your sign?
I am an Aries. Mars, fiery.
Tara writes, but the guy I'm now going out with is way into it. He'll say things like, oh, you're being such a Gemini today. Or he'll say, don't mess with a Scorpio. He has an app on his phone and checks his horoscope every time we go out. Other than this, he's a cool guy and we have fun. I just think astrology is a girl thing.
Oh, come on.
Don't you agree?
It is.
We're calling her Tara.
Tara.
It is. It's a total chick thing. Honestly, if you're with a group of 100 men and 100 women, I would bet that 70 of the women will know a little bit about their sign. Mm-hmm. And they've read their horoscope within the last week. And maybe out of the 100 men,
10.
Two?
Oh, you're shooting way low.
Oh, come on. Guys don't check their horoscope.
They don't, but I think they have 10 of them at least would know their sign.
Oh, no, no, no. I think everybody will know their sign because it's kind of been ingrained into us.
Because your girlfriend told you.
But yeah, as far as putting an app on your phone and looking up to see what your daily horoscope is.
I think everyone's being a little close-minded about the power of astrology. I mean, it's a tool. Just think of it as a tool. It's science.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't misunderstand. I'm not mocking people who do. I'm just saying it's more of a chick thing.
Right. And I feel like this guy could probably fake it to make it. Like, I kind of feel like, well, astrology, you go on, you read your horoscope on one webpage, it'll be totally different on another and totally different on another. Mm-hmm. Like, there's really no baseline to your daily horoscope. Like, it can be whatever you want. So I feel like this guy's kind of just making things up. I could do this. If I was trying to get a woman and she was into astrology, I feel like I could make it up.
Give us an example.
I don't know. Like, I would be like, you're so Pluto because you're so out there.
Oh.
You're such a Pluto.
We should have some ladies call up and you could give them readings.
Maybe I could. You're such a Neptune because you're so out there.
You know what?
Is that the only one you
got? That's all I got. You're so cold.
You're so cold.
You got cold. That's, yeah.
You know, also, there could be listeners who are so into it that they've listened to the show, and if they know what our sign is, mm-hmm. they could talk about why we work together, why we fit together.
Maybe.
Because I'm Virgo, the Virgin. Emily, you said you're what?
Aries? I'm Aries.
Jeremy, what are you?
Sagittarius, which I don't even know what that is. What is a Sagittarius?
And they do say, it's, you know, that they're supposedly a... you know, an overall description of you. If you're a Virgo, I've heard this my entire life, that I'm very detail-oriented and I'm logical mm-hmm. and rational. And I do feel like that's me.
I think that astrology is best used when you do kind of find out about yourself and you're detail-oriented. And in me, like, if you go into specific, you can find out, if you put in, like, where you were born and you know what time, you could figure out how the planets were aligning and how that actually affects your personality. And a lot of things that pop up for me are the strong family connection. And you guys tease me about that all the time, but
no,
it's,
I'm with
just,
you on that.
It's just written in the stars.
Only because you live next door to your mother.
Ding-dong. I do.
Your Wi-Fi's down.
But,
like, can't you cater, when you read your daily horoscope, can't you kind of cater your life to that horoscope? Like, you can kind of find something, anything in that horoscope. Like, I'm reading today, Sagittarius, you are often fun-loving. You know, you're right. I am often fun-loving. Like, I feel like I could cater myself to that daily horoscope.
You can make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, what if my horoscope today said, today you are going to take a chance on something that, you know, you've been afraid to do for the last year, right? It could be very vague. And I go, holy crap, there's something I've been meaning to do. Today I'm going to go do it. Maybe it gives you the impetus to go do something.
I think that I don't like to do the daily ones because you're right. Because actually, when I'm born, I am on the cusp, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So Pisces is right before Aries. And so I actually read both horoscopes, which I know a lot of us do. And it's like, I like Pisces more today. I'm going to be a Pisces. I like that horoscope more. So I don't think the daily ones are as accurate as perhaps maybe a monthly or annually.
Monthly. Can get your monthly.
Can anyone who's listening right now give us a reading for today? Because that's what I would like.
You're like Saturn because you want to get married and put a ring on it.
You're Cindy on the line. Good morning, Cindy.
Hey, good morning.
So your husband is really into it?
Hey, Jira Model, is that what you just said?
That's what I said. Good morning. Yeah, my husband's pretty into it, and he's a pretty manly guy, really smart. You wouldn't think he would be as into astrology as he is, but I went to deliver my baby. I only got early labor for my baby, and my husband didn't want to drive me to the hospital. In fact, refused because he couldn't handle having her on that day because she would be too much like me according to the stars. So he pleaded with me to wait a day.
You can't hold in a baby?
I know that, but he pleaded and he begged with the doctor to try to postpone at least after midnight.
And what did the doctor say?
The doctor didn't say much about it besides no.
That's not healthy.
She's crowning.
Your horoscope said you're going to be feeling a lot of pressure today.
Put duct tape over you, I guess.
Cross your legs today.
Well, now his hands are full. He's got two of you.
Yeah, he sure does. I think he forgot about that already, though.
Is it just that one day that the daughter was not supposed to be born? One day?
Well, no, he really wanted it a few days later, but the farther away he got from whatever was happening with the stars that day, he felt like it would be better for him in the long run.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. Now I have to know out of curiosity, what is that day?
May 24th.
Yeah, I have had a lot of terrible May 24th myself.
It's a horrible
exactly
day.
A month ago today.
Oh, yeah. You see, it's in the stars.
Have a great day, Cindy.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being on
Her
the show.
Her womb is aligned with the stars. Her uterus is aligned with the Big Dipper.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.